Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and especially when I get to reintroduce you to somebody that I have a high regard for. She's a great American, the president, the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. And when I say that term, folks, that's a global job that our good friend Terry Neese has. And I'm so glad she's back. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. Folks, from the first time I met Terry, probably over a dozen years ago, she was helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She was part of a national organization that she founded, she co-founded, but national wasn't big enough for her. She set her sights on the world. And Terry, since then, you have been helping to promote and foster peace around the world by empowering women to become entrepreneurs, haven't you?
We have. We work primarily in Afghanistan and Rwanda. We also work with American women business owners who mentor with the Afghan and Rwanda women. We're going into our sixth year, Jim, which is hard to believe. But we actually teach in the countries of Afghanistan and Rwanda, a 8-week business course, to about 35 women. And then we bring the top 15 out of those classes from each country to the United States. They're here in July every year. This year we had the women at Northwood University, which is, by the way, an entrepreneurial university founded by the DeVosses, who founded Amway. And they're on campus at Northwood. Then we mentor the women with American women who own the same identical industry that they own back in their countries. And then host an international summit and graduation, which, by the way, we did this year, the summit and the graduation at Georgetown University. So they graduated from Georgetown University in July.
Wow.
And they're really changing their worlds. As your audience probably knows, most of the men were killed during the genocide in Rwanda, so it's really up to the women to continue to rebuild that country. And one thing you may not know, Jim, that just happened. President Kagame, president of Rwanda, just appointed two of our Peace Through Business graduates to the Rwanda Parliament.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Yeah, we are thrilled that we have two women entrepreneurs, Peace Through Business graduates, that are now taking their voices to the Rwanda Parliament. That's huge.
Well, those are the kinds of significant steps that I know you dreamed about 6 years ago when you started doing this. And folks, when she says 6 years ago, this is just this stage of Terry's efforts. This isn't, as I said, she's been thinking about this and working on these kinds of things for a lot longer than 6 years. This is just the global effort that she's had. But Terry, I know that when you were thinking about this 6 years ago, we're trying to get this off the ground. I remember when you the moment that you started working on this, and I could see in your eyes that you know, if you could get this kind of a step, this kind of an accomplishment, somebody in a position of a power that was thinking like an entrepreneur the way you've been helping these ladies, that's a great success story for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, I think it is kind of my destiny. As you know, I've been in business for myself for 30 years, and that business is still in business. My daughter's running Terry Neese Personnel Services, and it's doing tremendous work in about 6 states around the country. And when I turned the business over to her about 6 years ago, I decided that I needed to go do something else besides look over her shoulder. and really didn't intend to be working internationally, but received a call from the State Department to help women in Afghanistan, and took a trip to Afghanistan with my 50-pound flight jacket on and two bodyguards, and and left there thinking, you know, this is my destiny. This is what I was supposed to be doing, is helping to build peace around the world. And, you know, Jim, when you...
Hold on to that thought. I want you to give us the website before we take a quick break, and I want to come back to that right after this message. Go ahead and give us your website, please.
It's www.ieew.org.
IEEW.org. Folks, check that out. Terry Neese and I will be right back. I want to tell us about specifically some of the things that these women are accomplishing in country, in Rwanda, in Afghanistan, and also what's next? Where are they going after this? Check it out, folks. The website I just gave you. We'll be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.